Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, so Draymond Green talked about a lot.
Where do you want to start?
Kevin Durant got brought up.
Why?
LeBron James got brought up again.
Of course.
So let's just start here. Because Warrior fans were pretty upset. And I see it right here on YouTube. Dreamer, I'm upset with Dre. NRG manifest. Dre talking out of both sides of his mouth. Michael Hernandez, why? So here's Draymond Green. Let's just start here. Draymond Green on Steph Curry getting crushed by the media. Here's Draymond Green on the Yo Man 3 podcast.
I felt that for Steph, he's been ridiculed. And you're talking to a guy who does nothing wrong. Like, if you say, yo, show me the model citizen, I can show you Steph Curry and show you the model citizen. Like, that just doesn't do much wrong at all. And he's been ridiculed, talking about his legacy. He has no finals MVPs, blah, blah, blah. As much as you don't show you feel that, you feel it. And I know he felt it. Here's another thing before I go on. I think the ultimate sign of respect that you can show someone is to invite them into your home. Like, that's the ultimate respect you can give me, is to open the door to your home for me. And Steph, I felt like, opened the door to his home for Kevin.
So, there's a first drop of Kevin Durant. For some reason, Kevin Durant's brought up again.
Was it unprompted? Was the
kind
question
of unprompted?
Okay,
it was unprompted.
Yeah.
And so he's talking about the emotion and, you know, Steph Curry getting disrespected and then opened up his home to Kevin Durant.
Which, opening, you know, up, if you know old other cultures, you know, having someone come into your home, washing their feet, like, these are old-timey, you know, things that you would do in ancient times. But it's the truth. Like, having someone over, breaking bread, as they like to say. There are many
right.
cultures have different ways of pronouncing it. But people used to not have shoes, or if they did, they were like sandals, and you'd wash their feet and give them a bath and things like that. Yeah, you'd welcome into your home. Yeah, I agree with that sentiment.
So
he's right.
I'm going to skip ahead here.
Okay.
I'm going to skip ahead to when Draymond Green started explaining why bringing in Kevin Durant was the right move, because the Warriors wouldn't have beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2017-18 without Kevin Durant.
Teams have figured us out, and I personally don't think at that point Steph Curry had figured out, I'm going to get a bucket whenever I want to. I don't think he was capable of that yet. I think he was still growing into that. And so because of that, once teams started to figure our offense out, we were starting to struggle more and more. I'm not sure if you remember that series of OKC where we were down 3-1 and we had to come back. That's because teams had started to figure it out. And so what then in turn ended up happening was Steph still creates all the havoc that he creates. Like I tweeted, Steph faced so many double teams and Kevin didn't. That's a fact. Like, you can go look at the numbers or just watch the game if you can analyze the game better than Skip Bayless. And if you watch the game, then you see that Steph's getting double teamed. And Ty Lue then goes publicly and say, I'm double teaming Steph Curry every chance I get. Kevin wasn't getting double teamed. But the reality is we got to a point where we needed to be able to give someone the ball that can just go get a bucket. And Kevin was already there. I don't think Steph was there yet. So it gets us through those 2 years. We get those two championships. But while we're doing that, Steph is continuing to work and evolving. And most importantly, becoming the strongest dude on our team. And to this day, he's the strongest guy on the team. And that allowed him to score whenever he wanted, because you can no longer bump him off his path.
So there's a lot there. And we could go through, revisit this history on whether or not the Warriors would have won without Kevin Durant. I believe they wouldn't have won without Kevin Durant. Maybe they add somebody else and they do win the championship. But the Cavaliers are stacked. But the thing that got everybody, and I'm not sure what Draymond Green meant. There has to be a meaning to it. But Draymond Green saying Steph Curry just couldn't get his own bucket back in 2017. And that was the benefit of having Kevin Durant, where he could just drop the ball to him, go get you a bucket. Personally, I have a hard time believing that. This man dropped 54 points back in 2014 against the New York Knicks. 54. Steph Curry knew how to get a bucket in 2016 when he won unanimous MVP and averaged over 32 the last three games of those Western Conference Finals. I'm having a hard time kind of understanding what Draymond Green is trying to say there about Steph Curry learning how to get a bucket or getting his own bucket back in 2017.
I mean, I guess this is like a bigger conversation. I think people are triggered because it's in some way they're viewing it as a slight to Steph. Is that what is that what it is?
I'm guessing that's what it is.
Well, go back to the OKC series. Forget what he said. Just let's go back to that series. They waited until game six to run 8,000 1-2 pick and rolls, right? When it was just him and Klay Thompson. They waited and waited, and we were all screaming and yelling. Did OKC figure out the offense? Probably to some extent, but they also had unbelievable length and they could switch. They were like the perfect matchup.
Right.
So whether you want to say they figured out the offense or they fit really well against the offense, like I think both can be true, you know? And so, yeah, they did have to adjust, right? Like you do. I mean, we saw it in the Miami series for Miami against Boston.
Right.
They played a certain way all year. Boston's defense was so good, and then they became Jimmy specific. They didn't do that all year. They passed the ball. That's what happens in these playoff series. You can't just rely on whatever your offense was throughout the regular season. So I kind of agree with where he's going with that, but I agree with you in that Steph's always been able to get his shot. But in those series, the way they were blitzing him, I don't think anybody really was going to get their shot right off. So I don't know. I'm not that triggered by it, though. I don't understand why the outrage.
Well, a lot of people are outraged because of Stephen Curry and his Draymond Green continuing his tour of talking.
Well, he's doing a lot of that.
And look, I don't care about all that. I personally don't care about all that. But I, the way I perceived it is like, look, I remember those OKC series. To me, the problem against OKC in the Western Conference Finals was, as you mentioned, their length, their size.
Serge killed
them. And we also forget that Steph Curry's basically played on a knee that wasn't 100%.
And he's still bull. Like, that's the other thing.
And he's
game
still,
six, Clay is. We, Steph was awesome in that game, too.
Steph, in the last three games, averaged over 32 points per game.
Thank you. He was incredible.
He was awesome. He hit the shot that sent them to game seven.
Thank you.
Clay was phenomenal.
Thank you.
But we forget the quarter three, forget the 1-2 pull up on Ibaka off the backboard, one hand, right hand, 15 feet away. I mean, Steph Curry in game seven, he drops 36 and carries the Warriors. Was Steph Curry as good as driving the basketball and finishing around the rim? No, he's better finishing around the rim right now. Is he stronger right now? There's no doubt about that. But what do you mean by creating your own shot and getting your own bucket? The guy was getting buckets. The guy was the unanimous MVP. You don't just walk into 30 points per game without knowing how to get a bucket.
Well, I think fans in general and a lot of NBA teams get obsessed with who can create their own shot, who can get their own. How many moments in a game, in a playoff series, are you really asking that one guy to go get you a bucket right now?
Right.
Couple dozen. Throughout a series. I'm talking about a playoff series, right? And think about all the great players who are, I'll say it, that they can get their bucket more easily than maybe Steph can. Luka. Some might even say Jason Tatum. Like, whatever. You think it's sacrilegious, whatever. That's not necessarily the most conducive way of winning, number one. And number two, I think that does diminish Steph to some degree. He can get his bucket when he needs to. He's also defended much differently than those other guys.
I agree.
You know?
And he mentioned that, Ty Lue. With double Steph.
Yeah.
And not Kevin Durant, because he was saying Steph could have more of an impact on this game than Kevin. Like, Kevin Durant, you can't stop him. He's going to score his 30 no matter what. You can throw everything at Kevin Durant.
These are tactics. These aren't criticisms of players. See, I think everybody's just way too sensitive on anything that might slight Steph. Like, I understand it, but like, everybody needs to relax. Like, these are tactics within the game, like the game within the game, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's that egregious. And look, I understand. There's probably a lot of people. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who are like, Dre, you stunk for multiple games in the finals, and now you're out talking smack. But here's the thing. When you play the way he did in game six and the team ends up winning, he gets the last laugh. Like, that's the reality. When you win it all, he can strut and do anything he wants because of the way he finished that series. That's the lasting image in a lot of people's heads.
All right, we're going to get to Omar Anthony on the other side to talk about this Draymond Green stuff. And I don't think I'm outraged at all. I'm just kind of like, huh. I'm trying to understand what Draymond is saying there. I'm trying to understand about the bucket and, you know, the KD stuff. And he's basically saying, like, I believe the Warriors don't beat the Cavaliers without Kevin Durant. I've always said that.
I agree with you. They needed to kind of revamp. They needed a revamp.
A lot of people were outraged by that comment saying, look at now, they won a championship without Kevin Durant. You're going against LeBron James, Kyrie, Kevin Love. That's a different beast.